Nolte, Earth rotation faster or slower? Corporate media can't get fear porn straight. By John Nolte on April 16, 2024. According to the corporate media, climate change has slowed the Earth's rotation. No wait, the Earth is spinning faster than ever before. These stories were published on the same day last month, March 27. Per far-left CBS News, the science-y headline tells us, Earth is spinning faster than it used to. Clocks might have to skip a second to keep up. For the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years because the planet is rotating a tad faster than it used to. Clocks may have to skip a second, called a negative leap second. Around 2029, a study in the journal Nature said Wednesday. Okay, so if we subtract a second, does that mean I get more sleep or less sleep? The reason for the Earth spinning faster is, you guessed it. Ice melting at both of Earth's poles has been counteracting the planet's burst of speed and is likely to have delayed this global second of reckoning by about 3 years. Is there nothing my air conditioner can't do? And the only thing that can prevent us from having to subtract that second is socialism. But over at far-left NBC News, the science-y headline tells us, melting polar ice is slowing the Earth's rotation, with possible consequences for timekeeping. Global warming has slightly slowed the Earth's rotation, and it could affect how we measure time, warns NBC. A study found that the melting of polar ice, an accelerating trend driven primarily by human-caused climate change, has caused the Earth to spin less quickly than it would otherwise. What was the middle thing again? So if you add up the CBS faster claim and the NBC slower claim, the outcome is, everything is fine. The Earth is spinning normally. Not the bee, which first discovered these two stories, asks, emphasis original. So Earth is spinning faster, and we might have to adjust our clocks. But then Earth is spinning slower due to global warming, which could also mess with our clocks. Are you two corporate news outlets trying to tell us something? Is global warming good? Here's the most interesting part via the clown show we call NBC News. Because of a combination of factors, the Earth has begun to spin faster in recent decades. A temporary trend that has prompted scientists for the first time to consider subtracting a single negative leap second from clocks worldwide as soon as 2026. But the melting of polar ice has delayed that possibility by about 3 years. Yeah, it sounds like global warming is good. Excuse me while I go burn some tires. Listen, when it comes to this aggressively stupid nonsense, this is all you need to know. These alarmist lunatics are 0 to 53. In other words, 53 times, these experts knocked on our front door, assured us a meteor would hit our home, and told us we must immediately pack up everything and find another place to live. 53 times, they have been wrong, but they demand we believe them and move for a 54th time. At this point, these people are pointing and laughing at us. Look at those rubes packing up their stuff. They bought the meteor story again. When Ken Lal, Barry Obama, and Bill Gates moved to the coast, the jig was up. Oh, and on top of being 0 to 53, there's this Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7 hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. The Trump killed all the fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murder non-binary teen hoax. The Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. The bloodbath hoax. It's okay to hate liars, and you cannot hate the corporate media enough. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.